Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 169 on June the 4th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Akerna Corporation, the Ford Motor Company, and BlackBerry. And we discussed three new trades on Denison Mines Corporation, Workhorse Group Incorporated, and Rocket Companies, Inc. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, we are wrapping up a short holiday week of trading here in the U.S. The equity market settled less than 1% difference week over week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 226 points, ending the week at 34,756 points. The S&P 500 index added 25 points, closing at 4,229 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week will answer the question, what is the best trade for beginners? Now, people typically start trading options with one of two different trades. So the first one is the covered call. Hundreds of thousands of brokers and financial advisors get people into trading options with this strategy, basically selling an option against stock they already own. And here's what typically happens. The stock either gets called away and the people make a little money on the option, but they hate the fact that they lost the stock they loved in their portfolio, or the stock drops like a rock and the people blame the option, ignoring the fact that if they hadn't sold the option, then they would have lost even more money when the stock fell. The second trade that newbies often get into is what I call the lottery trade. And this is where they buy a cheap out-of-the-money call option, hoping to get rich when the option goes in the money. You know, they're looking for like something that's 10 cents. And sometimes these people even buy a lot of out-of-the-money options, expecting to hit a home run on this one trade, one and done. They're going to be millionaires, multimillionaires. Then the stock moves up a little bit, but the option hardly moves at all. It hardly appreciates, and it ends up expiring worthless. So the people, the new trader, loses all of their money, and they walk away saying that options are evil. They're from the devil. So you guys may know some people out there with this mentality. In fact, a few of you listening might even have this mentality. So if those aren't the preferred trades for me, where should a new trade start? Where should a new trader get started in options? Well, if you've listened to this show at all, the answer shouldn't surprise you. My answer, at least. So I would start them with simple debit spreads. Buy an in-the-money option and sell the next closest in-the-money option. The goal is to buy something that has some intrinsic value for less than it's worth. That means buying a $1 wide spread for less than a dollar, maybe 60 cents or 70 cents. You can even pay 80 cents for it. So why would I choose this trade? Well, the math is simple. You don't need any complex logic or theory to explain the trade, and the risk is limited because you're buying the option. That's it. If I were a new trader, I would start with buying in-the-money spreads for less than their intrinsic value. If you don't understand what this means, take a look at the option trading tutorial video on the videos tab of the weeklyoption.com website. One of my best debit spread trades was recent, actually. I already mentioned last week the AMC spread, the spread rather on AMC, but last week I had one that expired. It was on the weekly options that expired on May 28th. And I talked about the monthly trade like 3 or 4 weeks ago on this show. You can find that show. Well, I ended up buying or paying 48 cents for a $1 spread that expires in 2 weeks. The spread is currently $34 in the money, and that's after the recent pullback in AMC stock. Now, I didn't risk a ton of money on this trade. I didn't like mortgage the house or risk the entire account. In fact, don't ever take a trade that risks your entire account. It's not worth it. I just use simple math and basic logic, and this is why I believe every investor should understand options. But that's another. Maybe that'll be next week's topic. If you understand some basic principles and options, you can actually create scenarios that are in your favor with limited risk. So even if you're not playing the house, even if you're not making markets, as an individual trader with a retail account, doesn't matter how large or how small, there are things that you can do with options to make money. So, but of course, you guys expect me to be an options cheerleader, right? That's it for the topic of the week. Let's dive into the trade review from last week's trades. So we'll start off with our covered call, which I already said is not a place that I like to start. In fact, I've made it clear on this show that this is actually not my favorite strategy at all. It's at the end. It's probably my least favorite strategy because you always are at the risk of the stock going lower. But that being said, I like to talk about them each week on the show because there are people who faithfully sell calls against stock that they own. It's great for yield enhancement. It's a great tool. It's a great strategy for people. You just have to understand the risk, both the risk of the stock going in the money and the risk of that stock falling. So that's it. But anyway, let's get to the trade review. We're looking at a covered call on Akerna Corporation. Symbol K is in Kilo, E is in Echo, R is in Romeo, N is in November. At the time, the stock was trading for $4.38 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling that June 5 call at 45 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 24.43% in 3 weeks. Well, Akerna stock lost 21 cents this week, closing at $4.17 per share. The option we sold can actually be bought back right now for 20 cents less, leaving us with a net loss on the week of 1 penny. Now, the stock is still above the break-even point, and there wasn't much of a net change week over week. So there's no reason to make any adjustments to this trade at the moment. I wouldn't, at least. Remember, our goal is for the stock to either expire over $5 per share or at least at the price where we entered the stock. In general, we want to let that option expire worthless with the stock staying flat, or we want the stock to expire above the strike value of the option so that we get assigned on the stock. That allows us to capture our maximum profit on the trade. So far, this trade hasn't moved enough to take us out of it. So with just a few weeks, 2 weeks actually left in, until expiration, it's not one that I would make any adjustments to. Second trade from last week is a credit spread. We looked at Ford Motor Company, symbol F as in Foxtrot. At the time, the stock was trading for $14.53 per share. I looked at just selling the June 14 half 14 put spread at 21 cents, which could lead to a maximum possible loss of 29 cents per spread. So that's the amount of money we'd have at risk. Now, Ford stock grew $1.44 per share, closing the week at $15.97 this week. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is even more out-of-the-money. The spread we sold at 21 cents can actually be bought back at 6 cents right now, or 4-6 cents, leaving us with a net profit of 15 cents if we were to close the trade. Now, with only 2 weeks until expiration and nearly $1.50 out-of-the-money, I feel good about the odds of this spread finishing worthless, which is our goal. However, some people might say that it's worth it to just buy the spread back in and walk away with 75% of our maximum profit in 1 week. It's a personal preference. It all depends. I would likely stay in the trade a little closer to expiration, let a little more time value out of it. Certainly, if the price gets all the way down to 2 or 3 cents in the spread, it's worth buying in just to avoid any hassles or possible extreme stock moves on the last day. So, and even then, I would only buy that spread back in if the stock's price was swinging, like truly swinging enough to increase the likelihood of the stock finishing in the money. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a layman's definition of why volatility, like extreme price movement, affects option prices. So no adjustments are needed on this trade at this point, unless you decide to close the risk and count your profits. Either way, nice trade so far. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread. We looked at BlackBerry, symbol B as in Bravo, B as in Bravo. At the time, the stock was trading for $10.07 per share. We looked at buying that June 9.5-10 call spread for 22 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 28 cents or a 127% return on capital in 3 weeks. Well, BlackBerry stock jumped $3.79 per share, closing the week at $13.86 per share. The last time I looked at buying a call spread on this stock, the stock jumped in value too. Now, what's the odd? what's odd is that the options pricing made me think that I was missing some information, like the markets just didn't believe in this stock. And at this point, the in-the-money spread we bought is several dollars in the money now. So barring a significant move lower in the next few days, this spread should finish in the money, allowing us to achieve our maximum return on the trade. So no adjustments are needed at this point unless you decide to take the money. You could probably sell the spread for 45 cents or so, which would still be a 100% return on your capital. So that too is a nice trade for a week worth of risk. So that's it for last week's trades. This is the last week that I'm gonna look at any June trades. All of these trades that I'm about to suggest or mention, at least, not suggesting, this is just entertainment. all of these trades are for the June 18th, 2021 expiration, which is 2 weeks from now. So we'll start off with a trade I'm looking at. It's a covered call on Denison Mines Corporation, symbol D as in Delta, N as in November, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $1.37 per share. Yes, this is a penny stock. And I'm looking at buying stock and selling the June 1.5 call at 15 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 20.44% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $1.37 per share and selling the June 1.5 call at 15 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $1.50 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $1.22 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $137, and you would collect $15 for selling the option. And I saw this setup and just wanted to point it out on the show for anyone listening that thinks they don't have enough money to start trading options. You can literally get into this trade for less than $150 total. And no matter how small your account is, if you start collecting 20% returns each month, your account will not be small for long. That's yet another reason I love options. So let's move on to the credit spread for the week. Our credit spread this week is on Workhorse Group, Inc., symbol W as in risky, K as in kilo, H as in hotel, S as in Sierra. The stock ended the week at $13.05 per share, and I'm looking at selling the June 12, 11.5 put spread at 20 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 30 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the June 12 put at 97 cents and concurrently buying the June 11.5 put for 77 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $12 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $11.80 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $20 per spread you sell and have $30 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread on Rocket Companies, Inc., symbol R is in Romeo, K is in Kilo, T is in Tango. The stock ended the week at $19.77 per share. I'm looking at buying the June 19.5 call spread for 31 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 19 cents or a 61.29% return in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the June 19 call for $1.62 and concurrently selling the June 19 half call at $1.31. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $19.50 per share. Now, the break-even price on this trade is $19.31 per share. In real terms, you'll pay $31 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $19 per spread. So that's it for this week's trades, this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening and sharing as well. Those of you who have subscribed to the YouTube channel, I really appreciate that. I'm looking to grow the podcast this year, and I'll be using YouTube as part of my strategy. So thanks so much. Thanks also for the emails and the comments I get from you guys. You guys are awesome. I swear I have the best fans in the industry. So keep emailing, keep trading. Have a great weekend, and as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.